This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Kuminga Crisis.
Oh boy, we're back. It is Kuminga Crisis time. Halfway home here on a Tuesday. I say good morning to all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the school week. The latest, Joe Shasky on Jonathan Kuminga and where talks are at. This via Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. Report. Warriors owner Joe Lacob told Jonathan Kuminga he wants him in Golden State, quote, for a long time, end quote. The latest from Ramona Shelburne on the Jonathan Kuminga crisis. What say you?
Cool.
That's it?
I mean, what the heck am I supposed to do? That's a report?
I mean, Joe Lacob, the owner of the Golden State Warriors, is saying he wants Kuminga to stay for a long time.
Well, if that's the case, then why aren't they guaranteeing the second year of the offer that they were that they presented?
You have to ask Joe Lightyears.
I'm just asking that. Well, you asked me, and I'm asking you. Like, okay, if that, like, your actions don't jive with your words to Ramona Shelburne.
I got more on this, and I will read the quote from Ramona Shelburne.
Okay.
I do think the Warriors see him as somebody who's, if he wants to call it, a building block, that being Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know if I would call it that, but somebody they want around for a long time because they have 35-year-olds on their team. I know the owner, Joe Lacob, has told him this. He loves Jonathan Kuminga. He is the reason that they've never included him in trades because they see the potential in him. Is it they see the potential in him or Joe Lacob sees the potential in him? There seems to be a disconnect here from what the front office wants and what the owner wants. That being Joe Lacob and that being Mike Dunleavy. So if the owner loves him, more often than not, that means he's sticking around. Is that what that means for a long time? What does that mean? 2, 3, 4 years? I'm not sure. But Joe Lacob clearly wants this guy to stay. JK, though, and his team are like, yeah, the owner says that, but the guys that you put in position to call the shots, Joe, I don't think they feel that way. So, again, we're having all these different angles, whether it's JK Dung on his side. Now we got Dunleavy and his crew, Dung on this side. And here's Joe Lacob in the center to complete the triangle offense of this Warriors offseason. Like, Sure. Joe Lacob wants him, but what does that mean at the end of the day? What does that mean for you? Do you see this as meddling at all, Joe Lacob, you know, saying this via Ramona Shelburne? Like, do you think this is, you know, something that you don't like from the owner, like getting involved now?
I just don't think.
But I don't think that's new, knowing that he loves Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, we knew he did.
We've known that for a long time.
But also, their actions speak louder than their words. So, going off the reports, if you love someone and want them there a long time and want to prioritize them, then you would have sent that message to the coach long before this, and they would have prioritized playing that guy through hell or high water. That's first. Second, then your actions would have also indicated of offering whatever contract that Jonathan Kuminga and his representation finds, you know, adequate.
Why,
like, you wouldn't go all the way up to the line and then, I don't think so.
Why did Joe do this?
What?
Why did he say, like, why did he come out now to say this?
It's all posturing season. I don't know, to get him to bite on the deal, the 1+1 deal instead of the qualifying offer, I guess.
This is all just to butter up Jonathan Kuminga. I'm not asking you the question, Joe.
Joe, I have no idea what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga, and hence why we're all so frustrated.
Well, it's a crisis. There's a crisis on our hands, guys.
Why do you think?
I think Joe Lacob is frustrated with his own party here, that being Dunleavy and the whole front office. I think he's very frustrated with this entire thing, and I don't think it's a good look. And I think Joe Lacob has been telling us time in and time out that he wants Kuminga for the long haul and wants Dunleavy to figure it out, because I've seen Joe Lacob and Kuminga chopping it up courtside at Valkyries games. You might scoff at it, but I know that that's his boy, and he wants him here for a long time. I don't think Joe minds if it's spending a little more to keep him around. I don't think he cares about that. But I think Dunleavy, which is his right, he's the guy running the show, he's calling the shots, he's telling Joe, like, no. We're not caving in. We're both dug in. I'm not going to be the one to cave in on this. So
Joe's
trying to influence it one way, I think. And it's trying to appease Jonathan Kuminga and try to keep him here for the long term, as you said, right?
Joe Spadoni, if Joe Lacob wanted Jonathan Kuminga for a multi-year deal, would he have not walked over to the office and told Dunleavy to get it done?
Yeah, but Dunleavy, maybe he has the power to tell, push back and say, no, you've had Joe Lacob in this studio talking. You, Bonte.
Uh-huh. You know, when he wanted to sign Draymond Green, what happened?
Well, Draymond's different. Draymond was a made man.
Draymond
drove to his house. That's what he mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Driving to Jonathan Kuminga's apartment, house, condo,
he's living.
Whatever. Like, getting the deal done. Like, see, this is where, like, you're saying one thing and your actions are telling me another. I don't know what to buy. I think this is all lying and posturing season.
When it comes to the negotiations, like, the owner, you know, is going to have his input. And Joe Lacob has been in these studios saying a good owner needs to be involved. You can't not be involved to a degree. Now, he's also said and stated, I put these guys, whether it's Bob Myers or now Mike Dunleavy, in positions to call the shots. They have the ultimate say. I can say how I feel, and I could try to, you know, give them my input, but ultimately I hired these guys to make those tough decisions, and they have the final say.
You and I are going to disagree on this, but hearing everything I know about owners like Joe Lacob from guys who ran teams with an owner kind of like Joe Lacob in David Sampson, no team.
I don't think David Sampson and Joe Lacob are the same.
No, I'm saying the guy he worked for, Jeffrey Luria, was an octogenarian who wanted things done his way. That's how he described himself, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know what that word meant. Sorry.
Yeah, and Scott Boras used to pick up the phone and call the owner directly, and the owner would then pick up the phone and call David Sampson and say, I've signed player X, figure it out.
All right.
So getting to my point.
Yeah.
I don't think none of these big deals happen without either his approval, his blessing, his, you know, co-signing, his signing off on. I'm not saying that he's involved on every little tiny nuance, but, like, big deal, this is a big deal.
No, it absolutely is.
One way or the
is.
Other, this is a big deal.
Clearly, it's been lingering for months and months and months and years, quite frankly, when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga.
So, just, again, these things can't all coexist simultaneously. He can't love Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and understand what they want, okay, and Jimmy Butler, all right, and what their desires are, and then simultaneously understanding what the preferences are of style of play, coach's preference on what he's looking for on players, and then simultaneously think, huh, Jonathan Kuminga's the future, when literally it's about the present right now. Like, all of these thoughts that you're having can't coexist peacefully. And Joe is not that reckless to think that all those things can coexist simultaneously.
No, but you might, you know, the back of your mind, you want it all to work out. And ultimately, you know, you don't want any of this drama to keep lingering. And he wants, you know, why can't we all be friends kind of thing? But in reality, there's hurt feelings. And business is very personal. People try to say it's not business, it's personal. No. It becomes personal. And it has become personal for Jonathan Kuminga.
What variables have changed for the Warriors for weeks now, where the dust has kind of settled on free agency? We kind of know
they're not doing signing trades, so they've taken that off the table.
Right. We know all the different areas of this. This is now about like a little bit of leverage here for one side, a little bit of leverage here for the other side. Like, they kind of know where this is headed.
It sounds like right now it's either a 2-year extension in the $40 million range, or it's a qualifying offer. And right now it's probably leaning to a qualifying offer. Because Kuminga, according to reports, feels like a, quote, pawn within the organization. And Joe Lacob being the chess master, I guess, in this case, saying, no, it's okay, JK. I'll graduate you to a rook or to a knight. You could be the queen, maybe. No, that's Jimmy Butler, and Steph is the king. But you could be a rook. We'll give you that. Again, this is the latest. We got to talk about
it. You
could
be a rook.
Rook meaning not a rookie. As
no,
we're going
I know what
here.
You mean.
You understand.
The world
so that was the latest
chess
of the Kuminga crisis. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, Warriors owner Joe Lacob told JK he wants him at Golden State, quote, for a long time. That concludes this version of the Jonathan Kuminga crisis.
Kuminga crisis!
All right. Something that was fascinating that Brian Baldinger had told us prior to the Kuminga crisis, Joe, was a question that you asked, because the 49ers are wrapping up their preseason this week against the Los Angeles Chargers. And there's a lot of different factors there. I start first and foremost, the last time the Niners won a Super Bowl was over that team. They beat the then San Diego Chargers. I'm sure you remember that very
Stan
well.
Stan Humphries, Natron Means, a young Rodney Harrison, Junior Seau.
There you go.
Team was stacked.
So that's first and foremost when I think Niners, Chargers. And then you get to this current team, an iteration. Now it's Trey Lance, right? And the old flame that was Jim Harbaugh.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert. Why not? Well, not for the Niners perspective. I'm saying the Niner angle, Niners Chargers
gotcha,
is what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm saying the Trey Lance angle on this.
Yeah.
And then now Jim Harbaugh being the head coach. And I think there's a lot of Niner fans that feel, and you could include yourself in this conversation if you want, he's the one that got away.
Well, there's unfinished business.
Unfinished business, however you want to call it, right? He's that ex that you can't quite get over. He's always there, and you're constantly comparing, you know, whatever you have right now in this situation to that man, Jim Harbaugh. And you asked the question to Baldy, and I thought it was very well put. If you were starting a team from scratch right now, let's say it's Carolina Panthers, they don't got anything, right? Would you rather sign Kyle Shanahan to be your head coach or Jim Harbaugh? Brian Baldinger answered.
I mean, I would take Harbaugh. Like, just because, like, wherever he goes, the toughness that he instills in his team, for him to take a Brandon Staley team that was as soft as tissue paper, right, and turn it around in 1 year and get Deion Henley on the field. Like, why he wasn't on the field his rookie year. Like, that guy, nobody's Fred Warner in his business, basically, but he was their Fred Warner on that team last year, instilling confidence in his quarterback, belief in his team. Like, the way that he talks is to see Derwin James. I feel like Derwin James is his son, the way he talks about his coach. And that doesn't mean you're going to win or lose. And that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan, because everybody does it in a different way. Pete Carroll does it differently than either one of those guys.
So that was Brian Baldinger who joined his last segment. If you missed any of that interview, really good stuff. Baldy's breakdown is going to be every Tuesday, 7:30. Brian Baldinger for the entirety of the football season.
Who would you pick?
I'd take Kyle Shanahan. I disagree with Baldy there. I would take Kyle Shanahan if I'm starting my franchise from the ground up right now. I am taking Kyle Shanahan as my head coach. I don't think you could go wrong with either of them. I want to make that clear. But for me, with this iteration of football, I've seen him do it with multiple quarterbacks. I've seen him go to multiple Super Bowls and been that close of beating Mahomes and Andy Reid just by a sliver. And now is that on Kyle Shanahan? Is that just the team going up short? You could blame him. He's won a lot of big games in a lot of different ways, Joe. I am taking Kyle Shanahan to start my NFL team from scratch over Jim Harbaugh. What about you?
I think Harbaugh's, I mean, look, there's not a wrong answer. We agree on that. Yeah. UC Davis and Stanford, or UC San Diego and Stanford. I don't think Walt Harris destroyed the Stanford football brand, if that's even a thing.
USD, not UCSD.
Oh, what I call you? Okay, thank you. Sorry.
University of San Diego. It's not the UCSD.
No, Toreros.
Yeah.
Thanks.
My bad. Whatever. Thanks, Josh Johnson. Stanford was so bad. So bad. He didn't just like turn them around, he turned them into a juggernaut. A juggernaut in the Pac-12. All right, and maybe that's not saying much now, but remember, USC was at the height of heights, and he was the guy who dethroned them. He did that. And then he went to the Niners, and the Niner brand was as bad as it's ever been. They weren't just bad. They were down so bad and won immediately. Went to Michigan, resurrected Michigan, did a great job at Michigan, went to the Chargers.
Real quick, resurrected Michigan and also screwed them over completely.
What do you mean? $1 million
they just
you don't think everyone's cheating.
Well, it doesn't matter. They didn't, they're the ones that got caught. So I'm just...
For what?
He followed the Pete Carroll angle.
Giving some pasta?
I know it's over, so we're going to go book it to the NFL. I'm up out of here. I'm not dealing with the college crap anymore. I'm just telling you.
John Wooden had a bag man who would hand out bags of cash, for crying out loud.
Didn't get caught.
Oh, just please.
I'm just telling you, that's just...
Look up John Wooden and the bag man, all right? Just like,
I just need
find me a team.
I only need the quotes from John Wooden. That's all I need. Legend. Jim Harbaugh, by the way. For those of you who don't know,
Jim Harbaugh was the only coach in the history of the NCAA.
Who said that? I literally just compared him to Pete Carroll, who was paying players at USC and booked it to the NFL. That's fine.
It doesn't tarnish any of their legacies. Nick Saban, they're all these guys. Dabo Sweeney, they all had some advantages. Like I don't buy it that Harbaugh's the only one cheating. I think it's ridiculous.
Okay,
actually,
that's fine.
I don't think the NCAA has any power. I think it's absurd. They're going after Michigan. I don't even know why. It's dumb. But Harbaugh won. Period.
He did.
And won big there and changed them around and then changed around the Chargers. There's something to be said for that. You know there is, and I think that his his buildup, I don't know about how long like it can sustain, but his buildup is a real thing. He gives you the immediate like change.
Outside of Stanford, and this is where I'm going to go to that, though, outside of Stanford, where they did have David Shaw, they had someone in place to take over, you know, he left the Niners in a dumpster fire. Now, was it him? Was it Balky? Was it the Fournette? There was a lot of mess right
Harbaugh
there.
Harbaugh didn't pick any players. Well, he was not the one that left him in a dumpster fire.
Harbaugh left and it became a dumpster fire. That last season was not good for them.
Yeah, it showed the drop-off. Yeah. It might be one of the biggest drop-offs in coaching history.
No, it's bad.
Outside of Belichick to Gerard Mayo, name me a drop-off from Harbaugh to Tom Sula and then Chip Kelly.
It was pretty bad. I'm not here to argue with you, Joe.
Awful.
That's why I'm using this as... It was bad, and then he goes to Michigan. He wins, height of heights, and then they fall back down immediately.
Tom Sula is not even a coordinator. Never was a coordinator at any point. So, like, this argument, like, oh, the drop-off, look what he left. Like, thank God he was here.
I didn't say it wasn't just him. I said it was a totality of how he got along or didn't get along with ownership and general manager. Now, it seems like everything's okay. He's got his people in place down in L.A.
I think history's proven that Trent Baalke's pretty
mid. I agree. He's flamed out in Jacksonville.
Mid.
He was a horrible. I am not arguing with you at all. But he was also culpable in a way for how it ended. I think
we were going to disagree on that.
That's fine.
To go 8-8, given everything that happened that year, games Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman played that year.
He rubbed a lot of people wrong.
Look at how many games Aldon Smith played that year. Look at how many games their offensive line played that year. The fact they went 8-8 was almost a miracle, given everything that was going on wrong with the Niners.
I think that Jim is a guy that loves creative tension within an organization, and sometimes that is very good, and the proof is in the pudding. He's won a national championship. He's gotten to a Super Bowl. It works for what he does. I don't know how long it can work on one given team in the NFL, though, and if his stuff is worth sticking around. I do know that Kyle Shanahan is going to be coming up on a decade here with the team, Joe, and he's gone to two Super Bowls, and he's had a couple different iterations with the same team, and I don't think people think badly about him within the organization. There is no toxicity around the guy that Kyle Shanahan
is. I just always am going to fight back on, well, Harbaugh did this bad and that bad and that. No one's saying he's perfect. But
I,
like,
never said that. Yeah, yeah.
I remember what the Niners were before Harbaugh. There'd be no Levi Stadium without Harbaugh.
Oh, I know.
All right? No, do you? Do you know that Alex's career was in a cross?
I went to the most miserable game of my life between the Raiders and Niners, like, and Mike Singletary was the head coach. Yes.
Like, the Niner brand was down so bad before Harbaugh came. And look, yeah, he didn't stay long enough to be able to, like, have an opportunity to evolve through it and all that. All that's true. Like, that is on ownership and management and Jim for the interpersonal relationships. Yes. You cannot diss the owner the way that he did.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fine. But also, the owner sided with the wrong guy. And we now know that's why Shanahan's in control now and why he gave him the extension when he did, to try to retcon what he didn't do right with Harbaugh. But anybody that lived through the dark days of the Niners knows how special Jim Harbaugh is. He is a special, special coach.
I am totally in agreement with you there. What he was able to accomplish there, bringing up Alex Smith, who had fallen down so far down the barrel, being labeled a bust, and bringing his confidence back. It was amazing to see that win against the New Orleans Saints. I would still go down as one of the greatest wins this year. The Niners.
Shanahan should bless his he should bless his stars that Harbaugh got fired the way he did. Because I don't think he gets the premature extension the way that he has multiple times because of what happened with Harbaugh. That's given Shanahan a longer runway because Jed, and rightfully so, realized, like, yeah, it's kind of absurd to not give somebody a contract extension when they took my team to the Super Bowl.
And yes, and I will say that the team that Kyle Shanahan inherited compared to Jim Harbaugh was a lot different. And he needed to have a lot more leeway because when just firing, you know, going from Chip or Tom Sula, they needed to have a guy with a longer runway. And he did learn from those mistakes, Joe. And Kyle Shanahan has earned, obviously, those extensions. I believe he's got the two Super Bowls with Jimmy Garoppolo and Mr. Relevant. Brock Purdy turned him to an MVP candidate. He's been incredible. So the conversation we're having now, and I throw it out to the listeners, 888-957-9570. If you're starting an NFL franchise from scratch, who would you rather have as your head coach? Is it Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan? 888-957-9570.
I think Harbaugh, like Don Nelson, like Dusty Baker, there are certain individuals that hold a special spot in the fans' hearts in this region for what they represented on the turnaround of an organization.
Yes.
And like Dusty Baker transitioning us from, hey, we have 1 foot in Tampa Bay and we're going to leave the market, to this whole different era of the 90s of Giants baseball. Dusty was always like people just loved Dusty. They knew he was flawed. They knew he wasn't the most perfect individual. And similar to Harbaugh, it kind of ended really, really ugly. Well, really, really ugly between management and him. Don Nelson, a very tortured soul and not the perfect coach. People held him in high regard for what he represented in the middle of two dark ages. I think Harbaugh's similar. They're two dark ages on either end of his tenure.
Real quick, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right, Shasky's taking Harbaugh. I'm taking Shanahan. Who are you taking, Niner fans?
I don't even know if I'm taking Harbaugh. I'm just making the case on why Harbaugh, I think, like this misnomer that he never lasts anywhere long. It's like, I don't even know if that's right. That's accurate. Like, he leveled up every single time. The only time he didn't level up was when basically he decided to go to college instead of staying in the NFL.
Well, are you going to answer the question then on the other side? Who you'd rather take? Are you teasing the audience here? Are we going to get your answer? I'm going to get an answer out of you by the show's over. 888-957-9570. We'll ask Scott Osler, by the way, the San Francisco Chronicle as well. 920 Scott Osler obviously had the piece about the Giants. Elliot Ramos quotes. We'll ask him about that. Ask him about the Kuminga crisis. And obviously the Harbaugh v. Shanahan question as well. Scott Osler knows all things Bay Area sports. 920, courtesy of River Islands, as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We are brought to you by Safeway, and I see all of you on the phone lines. We will get to you on the other side. If you could start an NFL franchise from scratch, you can only take one of these coaches. Is it Kyle Shanahan or is it Jim Harbaugh on 95.7?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The game.
Fog City Harps Lady Gaelic football team. All right.
Gaelic. We're going to Ireland.
Yes. She's a heck of an athlete, and her friends have been crushing it. I got to pull up the full write up here because they just won a championship.
While you do that, Joe, coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, the Valkyries are taking on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel via the Odyssey app. Download the app, search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Plus. Pre-game starts at 6:30. We're going to get Kevin Dan on the airways here shortly because the Valkyries, it's been a vibe. They lost to the Dream the other night, but bounced back against the Mercury. Stay in this playoff hunt. Keep it going. Hopefully Burton's feeling a lot better. I think she just got the wind knocked out of her, so hopefully she's all rested up, having the day off, and they're ready to go there. They've been balling even without their all-star, Kayla Thornton, who's obviously out for the season. All right, your shout-out.
The Sarasota Fog City Harps girls, the women's Gaelic football team, the USGAA Northern American champions. They made history this weekend as they beat St. Bridget's, who have won the final every year since 2021. Fog City was down 12 at halftime and came back with an unbelievable comeback and beat St. Bridget's, who's been winning it for five straight years by 1 point. Shout out the coach, Ashlyn Bryant, and the captain, Erin Manning, my niece and LJ's godmother. So congratulations to the ladies. They were partying last night with all the trophies. I'll show you guys some of the photos.
Love that.
Yeah.
Big Smooth, Gary, Eric, Jason, we'll get to all of you. And you heard the question, Harbaugh or Shanahan, starting a team from scratch, who are you taking as your head coach? 888-957-9570. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I'm taking Kyle Shanahan. We are both in agreement. There are no wrong answers here, but I am seeing a lot of Harbaugh love over Shanahan. A lot of it, Joe. Is that surprising at all?
No. Harbaugh isn't a very intoxicating individual. Like, I love Jim Harbaugh. Love him. Kyle can drive you crazy, but let's also remember Jim drove us crazy, too. I think they both have fatal flaws. If you take Shanahan, I'll take Jim. If I take Jim, you'll take Shanahan, vice versa. If I take Shanahan, you're taking... there's no wrong answer. And I think they're both very, very similar in that they're both really, really, really good coaches who have yet to have one of the top one, two, or three quarterbacks in the game to be able to, like, win it all. And I think... You know, a couple plays here, Jim Harbaugh's already a Super Bowl champion. Couple plays there, Kyle's already a Super Bowl champion. Right. They were both on the precipice over and over and over again of getting over the hump, and they both kind of fell flat. Here's where they're similar. I think they have specific fatal flaws. I think Kyle, at times, gets a little too into his play sheet, and down and distance becomes an issue when it comes to, like, hey, time management, clock management. I think his I don't care about special teams at all attitude has cost him at times. I think Harbaugh's been totally screwed over by special teams. Look at the kick return in the Super Bowl. Look at, you know, the Kyle Williams, because Ted Ginn Jr. wasn't active on NFC Championship game day.
Go to Michigan when they're playing Michigan State, right?
And one of the worst plays of all time on the punt.
One of the worst losses I've ever seen in my life.
Right? And then, like, I think there's an argument to be made that Jim's not into the play sheet enough. You know, how does Frank Gore not touch the ball at the goal line? How do you not run, even though they had a play designed before the timeout, how do you not run Kaepernick at the height of him being a running quarterback at the goal line? You know, I don't know that, you know, like they both have gagged away games in these championship games where you could point to specific spots. The Niners had that Seahawks game. I mean, it was going back and forth, but like they could have won that game early in that game and looked away and never looked back, and they didn't. The Niners could have looked away from the Rams in that NFC Championship game with Kyle and never turned away. Like then they lost some brutal games that like could have gone either way. Like that New York Giants game. One of the hardest hitting games of all time.
It's interesting, the parallels, and I'm glad you bring it up, and Gary, Eric,
they're
and
both
Jason,
flawed.
We'll get to you in a second, but the parallels of both of them, they're very similar in that losing to a division rival and head coaching rival. Harbaugh losing to Carroll, right? You got Shanahan losing to McVay. Obviously, the relationship off the field between Shanahan and McVay a lot tighter than it was with Harbaugh and Carroll, because that one dated back to college, so it was a lot more animosity. What's your deal, man? All of that. So the parallels are very interesting. But let's go to the phones because
before you go there,
yeah,
I think Kyle has the advantage of being here 9 years, and I also think it's a disadvantage because you're never going to be like always surging. At some point, you have to kind of like retinker and evolve on the fly. And because we were robbed of seeing what Harbaugh would look like during that time, I do believe, and I will grant you that we just don't know. Yeah. We don't know what it would have looked like with him. I do believe they would have been better than what we saw, even though the roster was awful and needed to be gutted and needed to like evolve over time. If Harbaugh's here, I don't know if Justin Smith and Patrick Willis both retire simultaneously. I don't know that. You know, I don't know if they go with Blaine Gabbert like the way that they did. Like, we just don't know those things. And so, I don't know. Like, I'm probably leaning Jim Harbaugh, though. Well, and again, it's a lean. I'm not saying it's like a slam dunk. I lean Jim Harbaugh, and it's because of this. I'm a believer now more than I was 5 years ago. X's and O's are great, and you have to have prerequisite X's and O's to be a good coach at any level in any sport. Confidence for these athletes and the culture and the environment that you create, I think, is even more important than the X's and O's in the modern game. There's a prerequisite. You have to have some level of X's and O's. And I think dealing with the humans, if we look across sports and all the issue teams going on right now, typically there's a disconnect human to human.
Yeah.
Confidence, you know, team building, the toxicity in the locker room because of egos and whatnot. And I do love the way Jim kind of navigates those things.
It's interesting if had he stuck around the whole Kaepernick, right? Does his career get revitalized? Like, is it a fall from grace like it is? Not the kneeling aspect, but just the player himself on the field. It felt like it was such a far cry from what we saw. Maybe injuries had to be a big deal of that. But just what we've seen from Jim Harbaugh and his ability, kind of like Shanahan, to make something out of nothing with some of these quarterbacks that we don't think highly of anymore,
yes,
and to bring them up.
No doubt.
Like, it's amazing. And it's now people are also saying, and people will say that, hey, look what Harbaugh's doing with Trey Lance. See, Trey Lance has someone that believes in him. Shanahan never believed in him. Well, Shanahan got Brock Purdy and found something in Purdy that clearly he didn't have in Trey Lance, and he stuck with Purdy. Kind of like Kaepernick and Alex Smith, where he pivoted and never looked back. It's similar. So, like, we can talk about that all we want with Trey Lance and Jim Harbaugh. And again, it's preseason, people. Let's relax here a little bit. But I think it's interesting.
A fun hypothetical.
It's fun. And it's interesting how we talk about both these guys. And now that we're discussing it, Joe, they are a lot more similar than what I think we wanted.
They both want to have a physical run game. One does power football. The other one does zone blocking. They both want to have elite defenses, right? Like, they're not guys that don't care about they both love defense. Yeah. They both love investing in the defensive line. They both hire great coordinators. Look at all Harbaugh stops. He's always hired great coordinators. Yep. Shanahan has always hired, outside of Steve Wilkes and Sorensen, he's hired a lot of great coordinators. Right. It's really difficult.
Steve Wilkes, in fairness, was a head coach at one point.
Sure.
He made his bones.
They both built great staffs. Here's the big one for me that I do lean more Harbaugh. Harbaugh, over and over, at every turn, has told you, whether it's in college or in the pros, he views the offensive line as the tip of the spear, and protecting the quarterback is paramount for him. Whether it was with the Niners, whether it was with Stanford where he had unbelievable lines, whether it's taking Joe Alt instead of taking Brian Thomas or some of these other guys where everyone was saying, you got to take a receiver. He took with the Chargers the offensive line. I fundamentally agree with Harbaugh on that one element of building your offensive line through the draft and making it a priority. He believed that, and that to me is the big one where Shanahan just drives me nuts. We just won't see eye to eye on that.
So what are we talking about? We're starting a team from scratch, and you have the opportunity to select your head coach. We're giving you one of two options. You can either take Jim Harbaugh or Kyle Shanahan, and that is on the YouTube poll right now. Search 95.7 The Game on YouTube. Be a part of the conversation, 888-957-9570. Do we have a poll update there, gentlemen, when it comes to Shanny v. Harbaugh?
We do have a poll update as of right now. Jim Harbaugh is in the lead with 84% of the vote over the 16% who are all in on Kyle Shanahan.
A lot of this, I do think, is, you know, recency bias. Chargers were a playoff team last year. Early in the voting process, right? All the counties haven't been accounted for.
Still waiting on the mail-in ballot.
Thank you. We had the five. It's just 5% in. Well, this is what we're projecting.
Let me give you another element on why I love Harbaugh. I remember early in the 2011 season, they had Kendall Hunter as the backup. Yeah. And he used Kendall Hunter as a change of pace guy to compliment Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Not to ice out Frank Gore, to compliment him. You know why? Because he always say, I want Frank to be fresh come playoff time. And you can only take so many hits. Yeah. I mean, he would say it over and over. And there's just an inherent understanding of how violent the game is, and like, you're never going to be able to eliminate injuries. Like, it just happens. This is part of the game. But I do believe Jim is dedicated to finding ways to use guys on his roster who only have one skill or two skills that they can bring to an offense. He really, like, Isaac Sopawaga ended up being in the backfield as a fullback.
I know.
Because he's like, I think I can get this defensive tackle to just plow guys on short yardage situations, right? Like, there's just, I don't know. I always am going to kind of lean Harbaugh. And I also think it's because we didn't get a chance to see him through the yes. thick and thin.
And also, I think everyone goes to this image. What doesn't matter, the quarterback, Smith, Kaepernick, Trey Lance, Justin Herbert, the pounding of the chest and shaking him up. Joe. And just, I have belief in you.
Let me give you.
Everyone feels like that at one point. They just want someone to believe in them. And you kind of put yourself in those quarterback's pads. And it's like, wow, I want to have a guy like Jim Harbaugh in my corner.
There was a play in 2011 or 2012. I think it might have been 2012. Alex was the quarterback at the time. It was before he got hurt. And it was before halftime. And they ran a draw for Kaepernick as the quarterback. And there was like, oh, they're putting in Kaepernick because he's got a big arm. And he's going to throw it deep. It was one of the most brilliant plays no one ever talks about during the Harbaugh era. And he ran this draw to set up a field goal attempt.
I know.
It was incredible. And Harbaugh would have these little tiny things. He would wear the cleats pregame. Well, he would take snaps under.
A million khakis and sweatshirts when he's in Green
Bay. I just
Bay.
Love Harbaugh.
So does Big Smooth in Oakland. He wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Who are you taking to start your franchise as head coach? Is it Harbaugh or is it Shanahan? Big Smoothie, good morning.
Give me the big chin, baby. Give me the chin. I'm wearing khakis right now to work because of Harbaugh. Listen, I'll say this, man. For me, Harbaugh's body of work, it makes a difference. I've seen, we all remember Captain Comeback with the Colts. Mm. We remember starting at University of San Diego, the Toros. We remember Stanford, who turned Stanford, the geek deep team into a power. You can't, and goes to the 49ers. Immediately there's a difference. And I also want to add this. The 49ers, to me, I think the reason why the voting is favorable to Harbaugh, because the 49ers poisoned the well themselves. Mm. They poisoned the well. The 49ers said, hey, we could have did this with any coach. Watch this. Tom Sula, come over here. Tom Sula steps up to the press conference. Never forget this. Looking like a deer in the headlights. And it proved the point. No, you cannot do this with anybody. It was Harbaugh. Because we didn't really get to see that play out, I think more people are going to vote for Harbaugh. Nothing against Shanahan, but I remember Harbaugh losing a bunch of leagues. I don't remember that. I don't remember Harbaugh being up 3 touchdowns and losing. So I think you're going to get Harbaugh today. And it's going to be overwhelming. Anyway, y'all have a great day.
I mean, in fairness, like, he was getting blown out before the power went out in the Super Bowl, and then that allowed them to come back. A lot of people felt
that
way.
The only real, like, blowout.
Right, but that's the Super Bowl is what I'm saying. Like, in fairness, like, I know we like to make fun of Shanahan. Is go, oh, well, I don't remember him blowing these leads in the Super Bowl. He had leads in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl. Let's like talk about that for a second. Now they lost to one of the greatest quarterbacks and head coaches of all time. It sucks. I can't.
He's talking more
that.
Just body of work. They didn't get blown out ever. Yeah. Like, the Niners were always in tight games.
No, they were
like that. That with Harbaugh, like, just the way he played ball, they were always in tight games.
Yeah. And it wasn't until that final season where it was all kind of unraveling there towards the end. 8-8, as you mentioned. Even it was 8-8. It wasn't like they were like a dumpster fire, but it felt like the shine was wearing off. You had the disgruntled Kaepernick starting to, you know, take shape.
Look, their offense wasn't as prolific. It was a different kind of offense. But like, the come from behind victory in Atlanta, down 2 touchdowns, having to throw from behind, is one of the, you know, lost in the sauce games because they lost the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's one of the greatest games in Niner history, and we just don't reference it enough because they lost the Super Bowl.
Kind of like what we're going to be doing with the NFC Championship against the Lions, where it was a great comeback. It's again the parallels with both these guys is very interesting, and just the Niners in general as we're now reopening more wounds. Why are we talking about this? Well, Shasky asked Baldy the same question we're asking the audience last segment. 888-957-9570. Baldy, if you're starting a franchise from scratch, you taking Harbaugh or Shanahan?
I mean, I would take Harbaugh. Like, just because, like, wherever he goes, the toughness that he instills in his team, for him to take a Brandon Staley team that was as soft as tissue paper, right, and turn it around in 1 year and get...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Deion Henley on the field. Like, why he wasn't on the field his rookie year? Like, that guy, nobody's Fred Warner in his business, basically. But he was their Fred Warner on that team last year. Instilling confidence in his quarterback, belief in his team. Like, the way that he talks is to see Derwin James. I feel like Derwin James is his son, the way he talks about his coach. And that doesn't mean you're going to win or lose. And that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan, because everybody does it in a different way. Pete Carroll does it differently than either one of those guys.
And then here's more from Baldy talking about, you know, Harbaugh, and there's just something special about him.
There is something about the way that he connects with players, and his motivation never seems to get old. You never just hear it drown out over a period of time. It never stops. So, I don't know, like Harbaugh would be hard to pass up if you had the opportunity to get him as a coach.
I mean, who's got it better than us, Joe? Who's got it better than us? Come on.
Nobody.
Thank you. That's all I needed right there. Who's got it better than...
It was a very worn-out phrase for a while for me.
I know it was. Jason's in Hayward, wants to join in the conversation. Jason, who are you taking if you're starting your franchise from scratch? You taking Harbaugh? You taking Kyle Shanahan? Good morning, Jason.
Thank you, fellas. I'm taking Harbaugh because he has the greatest quote of all time. What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner? I'm having steak with cream corn. And I love cream corn because you make it homemade with real corn and cream, not the one from the can. And with some salt and pepper, there's nothing better. So he's the best. Everybody knows that he's the best. He's the best coach. And if Kaepernick would he had that chance to run the ball in for the touchdown against the Ravens at the end and he threw it, I was so surprised. I said, oh, my God, he threw it. And, if he hadn't have done that, Harbaugh has his ring against his brother. And, you know, he's on TV, bigger than Gruden, bigger than them all. I mean, he's like, he's way up there. And it's ridiculous, you know, if we compare him to Carroll, because Carroll almost went back to back. You know, with Shanahan, the thing I don't like about Shanahan so much is the way he affects the fan base. The fan base is so, I mean, I've never seen fans at a Super Bowl front run us Niner fans. It was like we're possessed or something like that. We did it twice, and then Atlanta fans did the same thing in the Super Bowl, front running when they're ahead to lose. It's just like he's a, I don't know what it is with him. It must be his play calling. It must be his demeanor, his fear with the team, because they're going to lose every time. It's like the old baseball coach said, here's the hammer, here's the nail. I'm going to hit the nail with the hammer. Wham! I hit myself in the head with the hammer. Here's the nail, here's the hammer. I'm going to hit that nail. Wham! I hit myself in the head with the hammer again. And that's what Shanahan. And maybe it's because he didn't play it actually in the NFL. I think that has a big thing to do with it. He didn't actually play, so something with him doesn't connect with the actual game and the results. And, you know, maybe it has to him becoming a coordinator was at UCLA. I doubt he was all that good of a receiver coordinator at UCLA. But when your dad is Mike Shanahan, good things happen. Come on now.
Well, he started – Jason Hayward, like, all of a sudden turned into a southern twang at the end there.
So much material being run there. I didn't know what was real and what was fake.
He's taking Harbaugh over Shanahan. And, you know, there is something about –
Is nobody going to take Shanahan?
Well, that's a good question. Is anyone taking Kyle Shanahan in this argument? I would love for the people to call in to defend Kyle Shanahan in this. I'm taking him. 888-957-9570.
Here's an example. And Kenny Caraway's texting me right now, and he's making a good point.
Is he doing a Drew
Shanahan
impression?
Owned Pete Carroll, whereas Harbaugh got pretty body bagged by Pete Carroll. If anything, Pete Carroll kind of ended, not just Harbaugh, but the Niners.
Yeah, but I would argue, and in the regular season, you know, McVay, but his biggest loss was against a division rival, too, in the Rams.
That's true.
Kyle Shanahan. Like, that was
that's
a stain because
he won like eight in a row against him, but the big one is the one in the NFC Championship. That's a good point.
Correct. And Pete Carroll, you know, he already has both have
guys.
The wall.
Yeah,
right. Again, the parallels between these are very interesting. But
I just think they're so similar in the sense that they're both excellent. But they both have just failed at multiple opportunities to win the big one. And I always wonder, like, let's play.
Does winning the big one, though, at Michigan, does that change how you perceived him at all for people? You think that changes perception?
He won that game. You know what? He won that to me. Watching them, that reminded me of the 2011 Niners. Mm. We're just bigger, stronger. We're going to run the ball down your throat. Our quarterback's going to make just enough plays. And we got some magic going on right now.
Yeah.
And look, it's a great recipe. Had the Niners signed Peyton Manning, they wanted to sign Peyton Manning after 2011 or 2012. He had the neck injury.
Yes.
He sat out the whole year.
Yes.
And they were like trying to woo him. And I always wonder, like, if Peyton Manning came to that Niner team, all right, in the same way, if Shanahan would have gotten Tom Brady, I think we would have won some Super Bowls with Peyton Manning. And it was pretty obvious the guy was amazing.
Yeah.
And their personnel offensively, I would say, was more robust than what we had.
A little bit.
Thomas was sick.
No, Julius Thomas.
No, the other Thomas, Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas. Well, they had both two Thomases.
Yes,
he was also really good.
But Demaryius was sick, too.
Eric Decker,
yeah,
obviously.
I think Wes Welker went there afterwards.
Yep.
Like, they had a really good offense. We had a really good offense, too. Yeah. And I just wonder, had they been able to just bring in Peyton Manning, how would we view Harbaugh? Would Harbaugh still be here? If Kaepernick connects with Michael Crabtree, is he still here? If Crabtree doesn't tear his Achilles, and the following year they get the home game, and Ahmed Brooks, they don't get that face mask down in New Orleans, and they're hosting that game against Seattle instead of being on the road, and they don't have to play that first-round game against Green Bay, and Seattle's the team that has to go on the road. Like, there's so many woulda, coulda, shouldas, you know? Both guys should have a Super Bowl.
Let's go to Theo in the East Bay, wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Theo, you taking Shanahan or Harbaugh to start your team?
Yeah, what's up, boys? I'm taking Shanahan, man. Look, I appreciate everybody talking about Harbaugh. You did great here, but as far as a fan right now, Shanahan to me has been more successful here. Everywhere Harbaugh has gone, yeah, he's been great. But that's the thing. He sticks around for a little while, and then he dips. He's a hood hopper. He's like my daddy. You never know if he's gonna how long he's going to stay. So you know what? I'm going with Shanahan. He's been here. He's taken us to the big games twice. Hasn't gotten it done yet, but I think it's coming. And look, Harbaugh, he's not even the best coach in his own division. I mean, everybody there has won except for him.
Theo,
I'm excited
to
see what
real
they
quick.
Do at the Chargers.
Theo, real quick, is Kyle Shanahan the best coach in his division?
I would say so. I mean,
over McVay
has one, yeah. But look, given what Shanahan has done over time, completely turned his team around. I think he's the best coach in the division. And look. Harbaugh, look, he's not even the best coach in his division, not even the best coach in his family. So, look, appreciate him, but I'm taking Shanahan.
Can I just think that was a weak argument. Thank you, Theo.
Look,
10-6 all time against McVay.
Okay, now, McVay's 80-52. It's a pretty damn good
record. Head to head.
He inherited a much better team.
They have to play each other.
What was the biggest matchup between them, though?
Yeah, it was the NFC Championship game.
100%. I'm just saying, 10-6.
Again, regular season, though.
He's won the majority of the games.
Yeah, but
I agree with you guys. I'm just saying.
I know. I hear you. And that's the argument.
He's had one losing season. It's pretty crazy.
And he took over a team that was god awful in the Jeff Fisher Rams.
Yes, but they had way more. Like Harbaugh, that team had more talent and was underperforming. They had Aaron Donald and Todd Gurley. Now, we didn't know they would end up being as good as they were.
Now,
he gets a lot of credit for
that. I'll say this.
McVay's awesome.
I've never seen Shanahan outside of the injury to Purdy get punked in a big playoff game or a Super Bowl like McVay did against Bill Belichick. His first go around, they got punked. They did.
They lost by a touchdown, though, right?
Bill Belichick
stymied. Was it 13-3, 13-6?
Both the defenses were in their bags in that game. I hear you, but Shanahan was that boy genius, just like McVay was that boy genius in that Super Bowl.
Joe,
he got punked by Bill Belichick.
You call that punked? The Niners gave up 1,000 points in the fourth quarter at Kansas City in that Super Bowl. They were up. They did the pose. Like,
I don't think the offense. I know they could have kept running the ball. I know.
We have two of the more historic fourth quarter collapses. on our resume.
I do think that
there's
Rams,
like no other way around
that
it.
That Rams Patriots is slept on, by the way, because it is one of the worst watches I've ever seen in my life. I was working at the old station.
No, that was a fun
myself.
Game.
No, it was not.
You didn't? I thought it was a Julian Belichick Edelman masterclass.
Julian Edelman ended up being the MVP in that game. By the way, as we're talking about this, I have some sound from Julian Edelman.
So you just don't like low-scoring games?
Well, no, I didn't like that game in particular because I was by myself at a station cutting the game, and it was very boring.
Okay.
I was selfishly. It was awful. Thank you. Everyone's saying
no. Honestly, objectively, that was like a boring Super Bowl to watch, except for that one Julian Edelman play.
Really?
It was.
Being here cutting it, I can't even imagine.
It was awful. Well, it was all highlights from Julian Edelman catching the ball. It wasn't even touchdowns.
Yeah, you need a little bit more action than 13-3. That was just, it was a dull game. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Sam, did you know that Julian Edelman, Redwood City's own, almost signed with the Niners when Harbaugh was head coach?
Really? I'd like to hear why he would almost sign here.
Check this out.
I almost signed with the Niners.
Did you?
When I was a free agent.
Yeah.
And me and him sat for 45 minutes. And this is when there was like the beef between him and the GM at the Niners. And so he goes like, tell me, what do you want? You basically like handling the contract. And I knew like, I'm sitting there like, is this a kosher? But we just sat and had a dip and talked football. Like, he's like, you want a dip? And he's just a football guy.
He is.
So that was on with our own Lorenzo Neal, and it's Games with Names. That's the podcast with one Julian Edelman and Lo Neal, our guy. Should be a Hall of Famer, by the way, Lorenzo Neal. And you could find him and Evan Giddings every single Niners home game. And they'll be broadcasting where? From Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. So check them out there. And they'll be doing all the pre- and post-game coverage for those games. Obviously, oh, pre-game for sure. Post-game, I think it's someone else, but definitely pre-game Lo Neal. But Julian Edelman almost being a Niner. You would have loved that. You love you some Julian Edelman.
I do love Julian Edelman.
You do.
Who is going to be throwing to him?
Well, that's, we don't need to talk about that. I mean, Kaepernick at the time, right?
Yeah, he wasn't great on the short slants. And so here's 1,000 mile per hour heat seeking missile.
So he didn't have those touch balls from one Tom Brady. He did not.
Here's what I would say to anybody that doubts how great Kaepernick was. Go back and watch the final however many games, 9 games or so of 2012 of that season, and then 2013. They had no Crabtree. They had nothing. Like, their offense was, Vernon got lights out by Cam Chancellor, was never the same. And Frank Gore had like the high ankle sprain that he was battling all year and was basically throwing to Anquan Boldin until Crabtree returned. Like, that 2013 season, I thought actually Kaepernick really game managed very, very well. And I think we've misremembered how good he was. He did fall off. He did become a bad quarterback. I don't dismiss any of that, but he was freaking awesome. The Green Bay game, the final candlestick game of all time. They beat Aaron Rodgers at the height of his powers. They scored 45 on the Green Bay team. Kaepernick ran for like 180 and threw for like 290. It's one of the greatest offensive performances in playoff history. It was a Cam Newton, like college-like playoff game in the NFL.
Oh, Clay Matthews just looked, he just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.